From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Spain arrests 8 suspected Islamist militants with ties to the Islamic State group, the Interior Ministry announced in a statement Friday. The 6 men and 2 women were accused of being part of a network planning terrorist attacks in Spain and recruiting fighters to send to Syria and Iraq. The group represented a serious, definite, and continuing threat to national security, said the statement. All 8 of the people detained are Spanish nationals. 5 of them are of Moroccan origin. Iraqi security forces on Friday pressed on with their massive offensive to retake Tikrit, where fighters from the Islamic State group have reportedly begun to lose ground. Baghdad officials continue to express confidence they will soon completely retake the city, which has strategic and symbolic value as the hometown of former Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein. As many as 30,000 Iraqi troops and Iranian-backed Shiite militia members have surrounded the city and retaken several areas, though it remains unclear how far the forces have reached. An American health worker infected with Ebola while working in Sierra Leone has been admitted to the National Institutes of Health's hospital in Maryland for treatment. Officials said the patient who had volunteered to treat Ebola patients in Sierra Leone arrived at the NIH facility early Friday after being flown in isolation on a chartered plane. The person will stay in a secure treatment center designed to treat the most dangerous pathogens. NIH officials have not released any information about the identity of the patient. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Egypt for an economic summit aimed at attracting more foreign investment to the politically troubled country. The 3-day conference is being held amid heavy security in the Sinai Peninsula's Red Sea resort city of Sharm el-Sheikh. The region is home to an insurgency that has helped cripple the Egyptian economy. Sinai-based militants who claim allegiance to the Islamic State group have carried out a series of attacks since former President Mohamed Morsi was ousted in a coup in 2013. The U.S.-based human rights group says travel restrictions imposed by the government of Ukraine are seriously delaying delivery of medical help to rebel-controlled areas in the eastern part of the country. HRW said in a statement Friday its conclusion was based on 10 days of telephone and in-person interviews with both medical workers and patients in eastern Ukraine. Human Rights Watch said restrictions have delayed deliveries of medications, causing shortages at clinics and hospitals in the east. Swedish prosecutors are seeking to question WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange in London on allegations of sexual misconduct, potentially breaking a stalemate in the nearly 5-year-long investigation. Assange sought refuge in Ecuador's embassy in 2012 when British courts said he could be extradited to Sweden for allegations of sexual misconduct. The Australian former journalist fears Sweden would hand him over to the United States, where he would likely face trial for one of the largest leaks of classified material in U.S. history. U.S. President Barack Obama has denounced the shooting of 2 police officers in racially charged Ferguson, Missouri, calling it a criminal act.
Whoever fired those shots shouldn't detract from the issue. They're criminals. They need to be arrested.
He spoke Thursday night on a U.S. television late night program, saying there is no excuse for the shooting. Earlier, U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder said this about the shooting in Ferguson.
This was a damn punk, who was trying to sow discord in an area that is trying to get its act together and trying to bring together a community that has been fractured for too long.
The shooting came just hours after the city's police chief resigned in the wake of a Justice Department report accusing the department of racially biased policing. And 4 identical spacecraft were launched late Thursday from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station in Florida. They will study the powerful magnetic fields that surround our planet. I'm Bob Doty reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.